Hey, this is John with the Business of Bodybuilding show today, and I'm tickled to have with us Joe Piscula for the competitor, for the promoter, for the growth of the organization. It seems like media support is crucial, and you're doing a lot of that with the further redevelopment of the Florida MPC.org site. We've got MPC News online that covers all the contests with essentially us photographers in the various areas serving as stringers back for the organization, rather like you would expect with coverage of affiliates with the NFL or NLB or any NCAA. And then, as well, there's the IFBBPro.com site. There's been rules relative to there need to be photos provided at the shows. And I know this year, going forward with the international pro qualifiers, where you've got a show in Tunisia or an area where you don't have a developed circuit of photographers. But in Florida, you do. You've got me, Arno, Chaz, Mike Sansevera in South Florida, a variety of us. The rules are, as they've been for several years, that we need to get the photos to MPC News. We need to get them to them quickly, promptly, so that they can, in a unified form, get those photos databased with the athletes' names, so that the athletes will be able for time immemorial to find those images of how they did and such. It used to be bodybuilding.com would do some of that work with Isaac Hines, and you'd have RX Muscle, Muscular Development, Flex doing it, but increasingly they're doing less, and some of that database material went away. But from your perspective, what do us photographers need to do, and what should our mindset be in looking at the challenges ahead for providing coverage for the benefit of the athletes and the development of the leagues in general?
You know, once again, I always tell our photographers, I said, you're providing a service that you're working with a promoter to provide. But under the promoter's regulations of what they have to do as a promoter, they have to send their, you know, get those photos to MPC News Online for first publication. All right. Now, you know, I know this can be a sticking point for some people because they say, well, I'm the artist. I'm like, you absolutely are, and you deserve to be compensated for your services. But that entirely is a situation that goes between the promoter and the photographer. But that does not alleviate that promoter from making sure that those photos go to NBC News Online, because in this day and age, John, you know this as well as anybody else, content is everything. Content to a website is what drives, you know, people to a website. They don't go to a website because they want to see the ads from, you know, CelluCorp. They go to a website because they want to see the photos from a contest, which in turn allows them to see the ads from CelluCorp. Mm-hmm. So what the NPC is saying is we want our athletes to see our, you know, our stage shots first here. We want them to see something. We want them to see a front and a back pose at least. Plus, like you said, it builds that database of athletes that compete. Yeah. On the other side of that, I see the photographer saying, well, I want to get paid. Absolutely, you should get paid. I don't see why, and I think we've touched on this personally just between the two of us, and I always go, never understood why a photographer paid to be in the show, because you're providing a service. So for me, it's always been I see a value to what my photographer does. I pay Amir to be at my show. Mm. I know that he has to work. He has to send those photos to NBC News Online. He has to get things organized so when people start calling him for their stage photo packages, he can sell them to them. Mm-hmm. So I look at things a little differently, I guess, and I try to make people understand that the NPC requires yourself just like the NFL does. In reality, you know, you really look at it and you can go, years ago they used to say no photography at all, just like at a rock concert. Mm-hmm. And we didn't really have photographers at shows. And then came the advent of photographers, and then they had a roving photographer or a videographer. And the videographer, you know, there was no online, so they couldn't post the video. They were actually set up in the lobby selling VHS tapes. And that's how they made their money for videotaping the show And once again, I look at it and I go, okay, guys, as a photographer, you have to abide by the rules set forth by the NPC, which is if you accept that role as the show's photographer, you do have to provide in that timely fashion, which is normally by the Monday after the show. You need to have your photo. Actually, it's Tuesday, but I always say Monday because I try to say Monday because I know it'll take people till Tuesday. The faster you get it in, the faster your photos go up. And then once your photos are up, absolutely on your own. You know, one of the things that you do very well, John, is you put teasers out. You know, you'll go to social media and you'll put a stage shot out of, you know, here's a comparison and such and such. You know, you'll say, hey, they're coming soon. There's this, there's that. You know, I'm, you know, you do a very good job at promoting what you need to promote, which is your livelihood. Mm. On the other side of that, the quicker that, you know, I know Dan Ray's like lightning fast at it. You know, he's got photos. As soon as he's done, he's got them uploaded to NPC News Online. I swear it almost seems like he's instantaneous. And once those are up there and there's really a 24, 48-hour wait period, then all of a sudden that photographer's blasting everything. But in the meantime, they're kind of doing a synergistic thing. They're saying, all right, guys, we got some shots up, but to buy your complete stage photo package, you know, if your agreement with the promoter is that, then they're advertising their complete package, which is, you know, I know most guys, how many shots do you normally take of a competitor? You know, if you combine all, let's just say this, if you took all their comparisons, awards, and individual stage shots, what does each normal competitor get? Maybe 100 shots?
It'll range between, depending if it's bodybuilding or bikini, it could be 200 to 50. I mean, depending
on the time. That's a lot of shots. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I always tell people, and I push it, I always tell people, I say, listen, when I have a photographer that's actually selling packages, I go, that's a lot of photos and a lot of value for whatever the price is. You know, some people charge, you know, 70, 80, whatever it is, 50, 60, I don't know, whatever their agreed rate is. But what I always feel is important for those photographers to realize is you are providing a service. And the other thing that you should be getting from your promoter is you should be getting a right to shoot that stage as the exclusive photographer of the show.
Right.
Because that's where you can sell your package.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once again, I pay my photographer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how some people have their agreement set up, but I just look at it and go, I'm providing a service, and I think it's an important service, and actually it is a needed service.
Right.
So with that being said, I think that's something that has to be done or dealt with, and I know that maybe people did it backwards for a while.
Yeah.
But it's going to be,
To add to your thoughts, because I guess I kind of opened a can of worms, because I suppose some photographers might be a little resistant to that approach. But what I found over the years in working with photographers like James Allen and the covers of Europas out of Texas, and, you know, covers the majority of those.
Yeah, I know James very well.
You know, he has a great system, and it's all based on pre-sales, making packages available and so forth. And after working with James for some times on some shows, I just realized I had left a lot of money on the table over the years by not really focusing on my pre-sales at prejudging and that sort of thing. And if you're doing that sort of thing, it doesn't matter that you've got your galleries up. If you lay back and you expect, like I did for a lot of years, just to make your sales after the fact by people going to your website, you're leaving a lot of money on the table, because a lot of those people would buy them.
James is a very smart guy too. For instead of selling maybe a complete photo package, maybe someone doesn't want to spend $80.
Right.
James does a one photo, and I'll sell it to you for $5.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you'd be amazed how many times he does a $5 sale. But one of the things that I do as a promoter, and I'd like to see other promoters do it, because I feel it's a business partnership. When I work with Amir, it's a business partnership. Him and I work together, and I make sure that he does everything he has to do. But on the other side of that, I want him to sell packages. So if you notice, I'm constantly talking about him on social media. I send email links to him and his page, his order forms, everything you can do as a promoter to get athletes to help that photographer to buy their work. because you are providing a service, and it's an art, John.
Right.
Not everybody can do it. They think they can, but not everybody can.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, it's something that I look at and I go, okay, time out, guys. Let's look at this business model for a second. Yes, it is important to the show. It's a requirement. The promoter does not have an option in this. They can't. One of the things that will drive everybody crazy is going to NPC News Online and the show never shows up at all.
Right.
That's a surefire way as a promoter to really get yourself in hot water.
And I think JM, talking to JM, he'll have a whole sheet of shows of where the photos did. But now that's changing from what he said to where you're going to have to do it, or if the promoter doesn't do it, they could have their sanction in jeopardy. So it's a serious.
That is correct.
It's serious.
That is a very true statement, and it's something that I have already mentioned to each of our promoters, and I said, one of the great things is when you work with the guy who knows the drill, you develop a comfort factor.
Mm-hmm.
I said, John knows the drill. I said, John's going to put his teasers out online, which is fine. He's mm-hmm. going to do, he's going to make sure the photos get to NPC News Online. He's going to have them up on his website at a certain time to sell his packages. I said, you don't have to worry about it with a guy like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, most of the guys know the drill.
Right.
They know that this is what they have to do, and it's part of the promoter's
promoter's
show.
It's not a bad thing either. I've thought over the years, even as a photographer, it's like this would be so nice if we were able to develop it like the NCAA, like the NFL, with the growth of the league in such. I'm looking regularly for, okay, when are the photos for Tunisia coming out? What about Iran? I want to see who turned pro. And the league, thankfully, thank goodness for NPC News and the IFBBPro.com sites doing what they've been doing over the years, because they have a vested interest. They are concerned about the professional development of the league, and how can you do that without professional media services?
Let me throw this out there, John. Okay, so most athletes, as promoters, as officials, we are constantly always directing them to NPC News Online. I don't know the actual numbers. I'd have to ask Frank or JM, but I'm curious as to, I know they are the number one media site right now.
Definitely.
For amateur bodybuilding in the country.
Definitely.
All right, so with that being said, that means that you are getting a place. There's two things that JM and I had talked about, and I know he's going to do this. Number one, obviously, your photos, you should have your watermark, your copyright, your trade name on it, whatever it is, when you send them into NPC News Online.
Sure.
The second thing that JM had mentioned was he was going to put a link right underneath each gallery when you click to get the pictures,
mm-hmm.
that also directed people to buy your stage photos, go to, and yeah. then that would revert them back to your personal website where they could purchase their complete stage package.
Right.
So I know that that was in the works. Once again, that's this thing that you can go over with JM the next time you talk to him and say, can we do that? Looking at the big scheme of things, I know sometimes people only look at, the immediate response, how many packages did I sell this show?
Mm-hmm.
But what you've done is now every time an athlete looks at those photos, they see your name and your link to your website. Well, guess what? When they do a show and John Holly is the photographer, mm-hmm. they automatically have a connection with you.
Right.
They automatically have a business knowledge of, okay, this guy shoots shows all the time. He's a pro at it. His shots mm-hmm. are going to look great. I can't mm-hmm. wait to see him. I'm going to buy him. Because I try to tell people all the time, I said, the great thing about, like someone like JM, bringing JM or Amir to your show, mm-hmm. I said, there is a value to that.
Definitely.
There is a distinct value. People see, JM's work, and they know, how many pros he shot, how many amateurs. This guy's been shooting photos since 1985 at the World Games in London. Okay, so they see the value of that. They see, this is JM Mannion shooting me. This isn't, and that builds with every photographer in the industry. So the more shows you do, I mean, John, everybody knows who you are in the South.
Right.
Because you have a good presence. You show at shows. You're shooting all the time. So that is a bonus when it comes to how you further your sales. You have to look at the big picture.
Yeah,
and I think that's really important. And I think that everyone will understand it's not something that's done to punish a photographer. I want the photographer to get paid for their services, mm-hmm. but I also think it's a partnership with the promoter to make sure the athletes are taken care of. So they know, here's the centralized location. I can go look at a couple shots. Here's somewhere I can go. You know, I know where I can go to buy my photos. I know who the photographer was. And not only the people who were actually on that stage now. Now, what I'm looking at is the future of that where, you know, the three people who were in the stands or in the seats who are watching the show because they're thinking, well, I'm going to do this show coming up in a couple months. They start thinking, well, I want to look at those pictures just from a competitive standpoint to see how I stack up. Right. And that it's like brand recognition. They see your watermark, your link, your, you know, once again, you're at that next show. Now all of a sudden there's a connection.
Well,
I see it as a value for everybody involved, and I just think...
Yeah, and the league has to look out for the athletes, too. Like you're saying, this synergy in providing a great service for the athletes extends to the media coverage. And I've seen photographers that where the relationship could be made with whoever they could land as their photographer, that it would literally take them a couple of weeks to get the photos out. Well, that doesn't meet anybody's standard. It doesn't meet the athlete's standard. It doesn't meet the league's standard.
No, exactly. And today, we all know in today's day and age, too. Well, that's where we've always had the circular argument is everything now is instantaneous. Mm-hmm. And like it or not, it is.
Right.
So one of the reasons why I always, you know, when I work with Amir, I go, Amir, I know the rule. I know the rule. You know the rule. It's, you know, have it in whatever day by noon. But if you're going to bed tonight on a Sunday night and you have the high-speed connection, mm-hmm. you know, or you're at home or whatever, just upload them and send them in on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, because give Adam, our poor webmaster, the guy who works like a dog, I say give him and Frank the time to do their portion, get the things up, because they got to go through, and you know how it works. They got to mm-hmm. separate and name them and number them and do all the other things. And that's why I also tell our tabulator, you make sure you send those results immediately, if not after the show, by Sunday morning. They have to be emailed, copy your photographer on them. Mm-hmm. So the photographer has the master list of numbers and names. I said, and all that information, we want to get it moved forward to our media outlets as fast as possible.
Right.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how your brain functions, people realize they want everything instantaneously. And I know it can't be a snap of a finger, but what we don't want is we don't want Thursday of that week comes after the show and we're moving into the next show on the following weekend.
Right.
And the ones from the previous one haven't been posted.
Yeah.
And that's where it gets a little bit, people get upset because I, as a competitor, I want to see him too. You know, I want to see him go up. I don't want to have to wait any longer than I have to. And we have to, as our job is to facilitate that, is get him as fast as we can with the results. And that, they will get them up.
That benefits the photographer too, because if you don't have your photos out by that time, the athletes are going on to their next show too. They've already put you on a back burner, and it may be after the season before they come back. Looking if they've got a busy competitive schedule. Plus, I think of it, too, in the grander scheme of things constantly in the development of the league and it becoming increasingly professional in all aspects, you know, down to the amateur level, the local level show. It's like I think Fox just got the rights for the NFL Thursday Night Football and paid $3 billion for it. I've always appreciated being able to somewhat feel like I'm on the ground floor in an organization that's growing. Most of us aren't shooting the Olympics and the NFL, that sort of thing. You got guys like Chris Nicole who does. He shoots at that level. But even though he's great at what he does, he still knows that he's competing in those markets with photographers that are even more attuned, that are even faster and everything. So we, in doing what we do, need to strive for excellence and provide the content in a way and look at the bigger picture and the benefit of the athletes. If it benefits the athletes and it benefits the league, it benefits us. If we take the negative route and go, I just want to have them on my site and nobody else have them. It's like, dude, you're going nowhere.
No, you are correct in that statement because once again, it's a bigger picture that we're looking at here. We're trying to obviously build the brand. We're always looking at the double bicep logo is synonymous with what we do. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, you know, I tell people, I go, it should be on everything you do. If you're a sanctioned show, that double bicep logo should be on everything. It should always say NPC. It should always be hashtag NPC. It should always, because we have a brand that we're selling. Mm-hmm. It is what we do. Our brand, like I said, is to have, you know, our mission statement is to be the best at what we do. And you can't do that if you constantly are thinking backwards. Not in a larger picture. If you're thinking small and you're thinking closed in, mm-hmm. you're not going to get to the next level with this.
You're right.
And it's just like any other business. And I think, for the most part, I think everybody gets it. I just mm-hmm. think sometimes we forget. I think sometimes we are so focused in on something that we forget the big scheme of things. Yeah. So I really am excited about, you know, I know that when I brought that up and we put it into the guidelines for this year for the promoters, we got a collective sigh a little bit. But I think when you talk to people about it, they finally go, okay, I see what he's saying. I see where this is going. I see where we want to do this because it's going to build a bigger, broader stroke to all the work. And I look at it and I always say, you provide a service just as just as any other person does. And that service is valuable and important, and it's a necessity.
Right.
So those are three things, John, that, you know, it's a necessity to the show and to the organization. It's a necessity for the athlete and a item that, you know, that what I was going to say, which I just wanted to bring that up, was my first contest I did, there was no official photographer. So there was a person who happened to come to my gym who came and got a press pass as a freelance photographer. And I had like 3 stage shots, professional stage shots of myself from my first contest. Mm-hmm. And actually, only one of them looks good. The other ones, I was kind of in transition, you know, blah, blah, blah. But she actually wasn't sitting in like a pit. She actually had to move from side of the stage to side of the stage, like in the front of the stage, and keep down low and not get near the judges' table. It was really weird. So she had this big telephoto lens, but I have one good photo from my first show.
And you cherish
it. That is it.
Yeah, you cherish it.
And I sit there, yeah, and I cherish that photo more than anything else because it turned out good. I go, I always tell people, I go, the services, you know, an athlete comes off the stage and it almost instantaneously, especially at our national shows where you guys walk over to Adam and Frank and you hand them your card mm-hmm. and they download them right away and they got them up and running, you know, hour or so after, you know, or for instance, when we do pro shows, you know, that's the requirement at a pro show is you're tied to a laptop right there in the pit
right.
and you got to download immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So I sit there and go, that instantaneousness or that responsiveness is what we've come to expect. And we can't change that. That's right. Just society now.
Yeah.
And we don't take our roll of photos anymore to the local drugstore and drop them off and wait, you know, a week or two for them to come back. You know, where we had that option, you know, check the box if you want them 2 days, 1 week, you know, or economy, you know, you don't have that option anymore. Everybody wants
wait 2 or 3 months to see who won the contest when it comes out in the magazines.
We laugh about that all the time. I said, I can remember being in a Gold's Gym in Cleveland, Ohio. And I think it was the 86 Olympia. I can't remember which one it was because it was overseas. Anyway, so we were all like, who won? You know, the next day, who won? So the guy who owned the gym called, I was either New York or called California to find out. And, you know, it was, they gave the top 5. Well, to be honest, they wrote the names out. They kicked it to the counter when you walked in. Here's the results of the Olympia. They had number 1 and 2 right, and then like 3 through 5 were wrong.
Yeah.
So that was your reliability factor, because you're right. It took 3 to 5 months to see mm-hmm. it in the magazine.
Yeah.
You know, by the time you saw the Olympia coverage, it was already February.
Yeah, we'd all be out of business.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look what's happened to print media. I mean, as much as we love to hold things in our hands, we can't do that anymore. People don't even want to buy a newspaper.
Yeah.
So we're on the right path. It, like I said, it's just a reason for people to bring all this stuff into one grouping, which is part of our organization and to strengthen the brand. And once again, you know, like I said, we can't go backwards in time. We got to keep moving forward. So sometimes change can be a little painful, but it's nothing that anyone is going to really be hurt by. As a matter of fact, it should benefit.
Right.
And you know, it should.
And if they're not sure where the benefit is, ask you, and you can help them move forward.
Absolutely, because I look at it and go, you are providing a wonderful service for not only all our athletes, but also for the organization in general. Mm-hmm. And that's part of owning a sanction. That's mm-hmm. part of I shouldn't even say owning, that's part of managing the sanction of working within the guidelines of what we set out as an organization. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's going to benefit people along the way, and I think they're going to realize after a while, hey, you know what? This is a pretty good setup, and our content is being centralized, plus the extra, all that detail work is now on those photographers' websites. Well, we're building a process that athletes learn and they know, and they say, hey, come Tuesday, whatever, I'm looking online and I'm going to see my photos up. You know, it's going to be the weekend, they get a day to rest after the weekend for the show, and here's your photos, you know, and now they can look at them and go, oh, I do want to buy my photos, or I saw these maybe one or two front and back shots, now I want to see the rest of them. I want to see my comparisons. I want to see my awards. Let's say if they won, you know, they want to see these things. So that's where it comes in handy, you know, where it all circles back, and now the photographer's selling that stage package. Like I said, James has a real unique way of doing things, and he's very successful at it. So, you know, once again, I sometimes direct people and go, talk to James, you know, photographer or whatever. I'll say, talk to James Allen. You'll see, you know, what he does, and you'll realize that it's almost a hustle process. I said, James hustles. He doesn't sit back and wait.
No.
He's out there working.
No,
That's what we do. We all do. As promoters, as officials, as we have to push forward and work hard.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Looking to lose weight, gain muscle, lean out, bulk up? Well, I do it all. Personalized service, detailed workouts, and most of all, results. So, you have an upcoming wedding, cruise, class reunion, or just adopting a healthier lifestyle? Hit me up. I'm at Travalis@gmail.com. Or on social media, Instagram, IFBB Pro, Travalis Blunt, or Travalis Blunt on Facebook. Hop in my DM or message me.
When I'm not on stage competing against the very best bodies in the world, I also have a 9-to-5 job, and staying on meal plan can be a challenge. I turn to Pro Prep Meal Plan. Whether you're looking to lean out and lose weight, build muscle and bulk, or simply maintain a healthy lifestyle, Pro Prep Meal Plan is the answer. Servicing Alabama and bordering states. Look for them on Facebook and IG. Pro Prep Meal Plan.
For the best look on stage and most convenient, hassle-free service for your bodybuilding fitness event spray tan, look no farther than Hot Spot Competition Tanning. Elisa and her crew have perfected their service at contests throughout Florida and beyond with the recognition and support of the majority of athletes and event promoters. Visit hotspotcompetitiontanning.com to schedule your competition airbrush spray tanning and competition makeup and hair appointments.
Yeah, one of the things that I've really been focusing on and trying to bring up this season is my middle back, my rhomboids. Shout out to Dr. Green over at Performance Driven Chiropractic here in Orlando, Florida. If you're in need of any work, guys, go ahead and pop in. Tell them that Travalis Blunt sent you. They are literally chiropractic savants. You just simply have to describe the problem. You know, they kind of get to touch it and feeling around and instantly find it and diagnose it and get you on the right track. And they've made me better in a matter of weeks, so I'm sure they can help you also. But I needed for my rhomboids to pop, and you know, they've been working with the scraping and some cupping and all of these different procedures to really, you know, help me to be the best that I can be. So yeah, if you're ever in need of any work, go and holler at Dr. Green over at Performance Driven.